Well, good morning. It is 10:11 a.m. on Sunday, December the 1st, 2024. First day of the last month. Find a pocket I can put this in without it getting in the way. It is a lovely morning here. Blue sky, couple clouds on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. 37, 38 degrees. It's a little chilly, but it's not freezing. Literally not freezing. I'm actually probably a little bit overdressed, but I can unzip a coat if I need to. The air must be dry because I can't seem to keep my whistle wet this morning. Although my nose keeps running, so moisture's coming from somewhere. Geese this morning. Holy cow, I've seen so many geese. 4 or 5 flocks. Some of them breaking up, being really squawky, honking all over the place. It's quite nice. It was quite lovely. Maybe there'll be some more before I get back. I've got bread working back home. I mixed up my sponge, which is, I think, technically a levain. 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 Grams of flour, 600 milliliters of water, 5 grams of instant yeast as opposed to the active yeast that I've been using. I'm shooting for getting some bread in the oven mid-afternoon. We'll see how it works out. It's been a quiet morning. Internally and externally, it's been a quiet morning. Slept in till 5:30 this morning. Knocked off my morning routine. Had some breakfast. My winter breakfast, my preferred winter breakfast, to cut oats with cranberries. A little bit of cinnamon. Pinch of ginger, apple juice instead of water. I should have put 50%. I usually do half apple juice, half water. Because if you put too much acid in it, then it curdles the milk when you put milk in it. But since I eat it with peanut butter and not milk, it's not really an issue. Moving slow today. One of those days where a movement is feels like a slog. Just barely crawling. Some mornings it's like, yes, we shall sail through the morning. Unconcerned. Today is not one of those days. So Yeah, I did finish volume 12 of Wandering Inn last night. Started volume 13 this morning. That's such a comfortable read. I think that's part of it. Skill that Pirate Abba used in weaving the various storylines in and out. Made some choices I don't know that I would have made. But it's not my story. I'm just enjoying it. I suspect I will go back and play some X4. The challenge for me for the day is going to be remembering that about every hour I need to go deal with bread until it's done. So I'll have a few minutes. Maybe I can get this posted before I do the final mix of the bread. Put in the last of the flour. It'll be 20% einkorn. The 60% hydration, because einkorn doesn't absorb as much water. So I knocked back my normal recipe, which is 65% hydration. I knocked it back 5%, and it seems to make a better dough. It seems to stand up a little better, a lot less wet. A lot less sticky. Einkorn is good. I don't know if it's $40 good. I don't know if it's worth $5 a pound. Plus shipping. Right through that stop sign. Just like it wasn't there. The guy coming in on the cross street was a little took a little bit of umbrage on that. So yeah, a little X4. Yeah, that got warm. Okay, unzip one layer. Play the X4. I'm in the process. I found a huge installation of NPC enemies that I need to kill off. I've got it about half done. About half done. I spent 2 hours on it yesterday, just whittling it down a little bit at a time. I brought in an extra battleship to try to fix the destroyer, to try to help take it down, kill off some of the little buzzy bees around it. it's coming together. It's keep my wits about me, keep things going. Remember to hit pause, remember to hit save. I'm building up my trade fleet. I'm spending a little bit of time, spending a lot of time actually, managing trading, trying to find good markets, trying to find, now that I figured out how to do repeat orders reasonably, I don't really need an expensive captain. I can just, you know, throw somebody in there with a bare minimum and have them run back and forth between a few places. I have found a lot of materials to buy, and my big problem was finding places to sell it. And it's always the case that you find a lot of something, and there aren't very many markets for it, because those markets are all topped off on whatever it was that they need. So you sort of trace through. So I'm making a lot of refined metal right now, but there's not a lot of people who want refined metal right now. I'm making a lot of silicone chips. Just not a lot of places that need the microchips that come from that are nearby. So I think the answer is to try to make a factory that uses those microchips, not microchips, smart chips, and ideally refined metal. And make a factory that uses that stuff to make something that is required, like advanced composites or something. I'll get it. I was warned in the beginning it was a slow burn. Still thinking maybe I ought to take advantage of the sale and buy all those DLCs while they're 50%, 60% off. Buy them as a bundle and get an extra 20% on top. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Long post. So basically 5 DLCs, $7 a piece. They're usually $15 each, so that's more than half off. And a lot of the game apparently is predicated on having the DLCs. Maybe not yet. I've still only played this one scenario, the Young Gun. I still only played that one scenario. I haven't played any of the others. I haven't even played this one very deep. I'm just playing it really shallow, trying to figure out how the mechanics all work. Trying to build my trade empire. top of that tree right there. His flashing white tail feathers. And I really need to spend a little quality time with Roger. It's getting really old. I hear geese, a goose or two. And there's a string of them way off to the east. Flight of two and a V of about 8 or 9. Flew right overhead. I love seeing them. Some year I'm going to cook a goose for Christmas. Although, for the life of me, I don't really know why. Apparently, it's quite a process to cook a goose. It's kind of overkill to cook a 15-pound turkey for four of us. I think today's the day I need to do a little carving on the carcass and put some of that meat in the fridge, in the freezer, before it's no longer useful. Maybe tomorrow I'll put on the turkey bones, stew them down. Make them stock. Some turkey bone soup. I think I have everything I need to make a cassoulet, actually. So maybe some wine. I should look and see here if I need look up my cassoulet recipe, because I think it calls for like a couple of cups of wine. That would be really tasty. Make it with turkey, a little kielbasa, beans, veg. I got a bunch of veg. Everything is getting steamed broccoli, or broccoli, not broccoli, Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts and turkey just go well together. Add a lot of garlic and you got, you know, magic. Assuming, of course, that you like Brussels sprouts. If you're a brassica fan like me, you like pretty much all of them. Brussels sprouts, cabbage, broccoli. I think I have some of each of those in the fridge right now. I need to use up some of it. Another thing I want to try now that the weather's getting cool, is I want to try to make an Irish coddle. It's basically a sausage stew with potatoes and onions and sausage and carrots. And technically should have a beer in it. A dark beer or stout. But But I bet it would be good with a sharp cider. I bet it would be good with just regular cider. Ponder, ponder. But I gotta get home, finish mixing up my bread, get that going. I'll be back in time. Not quite in time to get some lunch, but. I started, what, 10:10, so 10:30. Yeah, I have to do the mix and then I can do the post. And then it'll be pretty close to lunchtime. I have an early breakfast, so I have an early lunch. We have a blue collar dinner hour here at 5 o'clock, something between 5 and 6. Old habits die hard. Especially if there's no real good reason to have them change. Oh, yeah. I've been eyeing these cattails for, like, weeks now. And there have been two or three of the seed heads that had not burst yet. And they have now. And, yeah, it's a little detail to notice. But it's like, I wonder if I should help those seed heads along. I thought that about five times. Every day I walk by, it's like, no, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going. Got to get back. But I don't have to now because they've burst. They're looking loose and fuzzy. And it's good. I like that. Guy walking in circles. Seems to be. To be fair, it's a nice circle. Our shins decided to cramp up this morning, and it's not fun. Oh, I'll be back in a minute. I hear some more geese coming. There they are. Headed for the pond. Trees still looking wintry. That hasn't changed much from yesterday. But yeah, first day, first month, first day of the month. I'm going to keep my goal the same, 40 days. 40 days. 40 miles. 20 days out of 31. So if I can do 2 out of 3 days, I'll have my 40 miles this month. Let's see how consistent I can be and keep getting 40 miles a week. 40 miles a week. 40 miles a month. I suspect It's going to be harder in the winter. It's going to be harder when this really starts snowing a lot. Assuming it does. Snow isn't really the problem. It's the ice that comes with it that's kind of iffy. Well, for heaven's sake, another empty Coke can. I've been picking up empty Coke cans off my lawn for 2 weeks. I don't know where they're all coming from. Somebody's recycle bin tipped over, apparently. However, you know what that means? It means I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.